Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton lesson, we're diving into a seriously important drum and bass composition skill. Minimal note, maximum impact for club mixes. This is all about writing less, but making it hit harder. If you produce dark rollers, strip tech step, minimal jungle pressure, or warehouse-focused DNB, this mindset is gold. Because on a big system, the tunes that really land are often not the ones with the most notes. They're the ones with the clearest intent. So today, we're building a dark, club-ready 16-bar main section at 174 BPM. The goal is simple: make every note earn its place. We're going to create a rolling drum groove, a sub-bass line using only two or three core notes, a mid-bass phrase that brings movement without melodic clutter, one sparse tonal hook, and a 16-bar arrangement that builds tension through variation, silence, and control. And just to frame this properly, this is advanced composition. So I'm assuming you already know your way around MIDI clips, drum rack, routing, automation, warping, EQ, and dynamics. What we're refining here is decision-making. We're not asking how many parts can fit. We're asking what the fewest possible parts are that still feel unforgettable. That's the sweet spot. Let's start with the mindset. Before you write anything, set one rule for the whole session. If a note doesn't improve groove, weight, or tension, remove it. That one rule will save you from so many overbuilt ideas. In club DNB, especially darker stuff, impact usually comes from repetition plus pressure, not from constant melodic development. So your priorities need to be clear. First, drum groove, then sub phrasing, then bass rhythm, then tonal punctuation, then arrangement energy. Notice what's not at the top of that list: chords, melodies, and decorative layers. A lot of producers, even very skilled ones, still compose DNB like it's cinematic music or house music. Too much harmony, too much layering, too many melodic fills. But for this kind of tune, the drums and bass are the narrative. The tonal content is just the signature. A useful coach note here: think in energy roles, not instrument names. You need impact, which is your kick and snare. Weight, which is your sub. Motion, which comes from bass rhythm, tops, and maybe a break texture. Identity, which is one recognizable tonal gesture. And tension, which often comes from what you don't play. If the loop feels weak, don't automatically add a synth. Ask which role is unclear. Next, build the drum loop first. Create an 8-bar drum groove that already feels dangerous before you add any musical notes. That's the benchmark. If the drums alone don't imply the tune, fix that first. Set up your drums in a drum rack and keep the structure focused. Kick on a classic DNB drive pattern. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Add ghost snares, 16th note hats with velocity variation, and maybe one or two percussion details max. A low break layer can help with movement, but keep it tucked. Group your related elements: kick, snare, hats, perks, break. Keep the session readable. Advanced workflow is often just clean workflow. On your kick and snare bus, use EQ8 to clear unnecessary rumble and notch out any boxy low mids if needed. Add drum bus with a bit of drive. Keep crunch low or off if you want darker character, and be subtle with boom if your sub is already doing the heavy lifting. Then a glue compressor with a gentle 2-to-1 ratio, around 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. On the top loop bus, try a slight high pass with auto filter, some light saturator drive with soft clip, and utility to narrow the width. If your hats start feeling too wide or too washy, composition-wise, the key point is this: your drums should leave room, strong enough to carry momentum, but not so overdecorated that there's no space left for the bass to speak. And here's a really useful visual trick. Open your piano roll or drum clips and zoom out. If everything looks dense, it probably sounds dense. Sometimes just seeding the attack density tells you the truth. Now the core of the lesson. The sub. Create a MIDI track and load up operator. Keep it simple. Oscillator on a sine wave. The other oscillator is off. Set the amp envelope with instant attack. A decay somewhere around 800 milliseconds to 2 seconds depending on the phrase. Sustain around minus 6 dB up to fold if you want a more held note, and a release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. If you want a tiny bit of extra knock, use a very subtle pitch envelope with a super short decay. Then process it lightly. A saturator with analog clip or soft sine, drive around 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. EQ8 only for cleanup if needed. Utility to keep the bass mono, especially below 120 Hz. Now for the writing. Use only two or three notes. That's it. If you're in F minor, use F, a flat, and maybe an E flat. Root, minor third, flat 7. You do not need more than that to make a heavy club riff. Loop 2 bars first. Don't even think about a full 16 bars yet. Write a phrase where the first note lands confidently with a kick. Then maybe the second note answers before or after the snare. Then leave a rest. That rest matters. The space is part of the groove. For example, bar 1 might be a long F. Bar 2 might be a shorter syncopated F, then a brief jump to a flat. Very simple on paper, but if the rhythm is strong, it feels huge. And this is a massive advanced point. The emotional weight is not coming from melodic complexity. It's coming from note length, syncopation, placement against the drums, rests, and timbral evolution. If your sub sounds better when you mute it and replace it with one sustained root note, then your bass writing is too busy. That's a hard truth, but it's useful. Also, design around the snare window. In DNB, the snare is sacred. Let bass hits either lead into the snare or answer after it. Avoid smearing the exact backbeat with too much tonal clutter. Even small choices there can make the snare feel much bigger. Next, add the mid-bass. This is where people often ruin the minimal concept. This audio version is shortened for playback.